Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories. Well, we appreciate all your messages and your reviews, and we are glad to be back. We are actually going to cut it down to once a week for right now, but we will still be bringing you spooky stories every week. So I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Lynn Henley Research Center in Birmingham, Alabama. Today, we're going back to Murfreesboro, Tennessee to talk about the oldest restaurant in the Volunteer State, the City Cafe on the Square. Now here recently, the City Cafe was faced with having to close due to the business decline during the pandemic. Luckily, the people in Murfreesboro rallied around the restaurant and now they're going to be able to stay open. Alan, go ahead and tell us a little bit about this historic restaurant.
Like Chelsea said, the City Cafe isn't just the oldest restaurant in Murfreesboro, it's also the oldest in Tennessee. The City Cafe originally opened in February 1900 on the south side of the square. In 1954, it moved to East Main Street, where it was located until 1992, when it moved just a few doors down to its present location. But to tell the story of the building, we really need to back up a little. Well, more than a little, we need to go back to 1870, after the Civil War. It was during this time that J.L. Cannon, a former Confederate soldier, opened up a law office on the east side of the square where the City Cafe is now located. In 1928, a new brick building was built there. Originally, it was your typical two-story structure. The store was downstairs and the family dwelling was on the second floor. Over the years, the building was home to a barber shop, a watch repair store, and several other businesses before the City Cafe moved in the early 1990s.
Since then, the City Cafe has been one of the best meet and threes in Middle Tennessee. But you better get there early. The place is usually packed. And you never know, you might see a celebrity or someone famous from time to time. Country music legends Charlie Daniels, Porter Wagner, and Jerry Reed were just a few of the people who regularly visited the City Cafe from time to time.
Like a lot of the buildings on the Murfreesboro Square, the City Cafe is believed to be haunted. The spirit at the cafe is thought to be that of a little girl. When a local woman took over the restaurant in 2014, she didn't know anything about the playful spirit that came with the building. But it didn't take long until she found out all about her. One day the owner was setting up for a birthday party and began tying balloons to weights and setting them on each table. To her astonishment, one single balloon somehow untied itself and began floating through the dining room, up the stairs, and into the middle of the second floor. After that, customers began to tell the new owner all about the hauntings in the restaurant.
Now that little girl who's believed to be haunting the City Cafe once lived in the upstairs apartment in the early 20th century. She was playing with a ball and it rolled down the stairs and into the street. The child took off after it, but wasn't paying attention and was struck by a car. The little girl has been known to be most active when the restaurant isn't open. People have reported seeing shadows move around upstairs and hearing strange noises on the second floor. Staff members who have stopped by on days that the cafe has been closed have heard what sounded like a little girl crying. One person who came in to get some ice one morning heard someone say,
"We're closed,"
in the back. Wondering who was in the building, they walked to the back, but found no one. Doors have been known to open and shut on their own, and pots and pans have been known to move around as well. Whatever is in the building has a history of causing the motion detectors to go off at night, which ultimately sets off an alarm. Orbs and blurry images have also been captured inside the building. In fact, the owner captured a very strange image on the stairs during a paranormal investigation one night a few years ago.
After talking to the owner one day, I did an impromptu investigation upstairs. As I was walking around with my EMF meter, I asked questions with my digital recorder running. At first, I didn't see anything going on, but when I asked, "Did you live here?" my EMF meter lit all the way up to red. As I walked around, the owner walked over and asked how things were going. And while my EMF meter had been spiking, it suddenly died and went dormant. I told the owner that it had been very active, but suddenly it had just gone cold. I tried to make contact one more time and asked, "Do you like Teresa?" That's the lady who owns the restaurant. I then wrapped up and went back home. Later that night, I played back the recording, and whatever was there made their feelings known about the owner. Let me play it for you.
"Do you like Teresa?"
"Did you hear that?" I'll play it again.
"Do you like Teresa?"
It's a little faint, so you really have to listen for it.
"Do you like Teresa?"
If you didn't hear it, when I ask, "Do you like Teresa?" the girl says, "Yes."
The City Cafe is a great place to eat, and if you're in Murfreesboro, you really should stop in for lunch or breakfast.
You can also stop in for a ghost hunt. That's right. In December, we will be doing the first ever public investigation of the City Cafe. We will be there on December 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. Now you can check out our Facebook page where we have all the details and ticket information.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the City Cafe in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our old podcast as well as our books. And feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. We love hearing from you, and we'd love to hear about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us ideas on new locations, whether a particular place in mind or just a general city you'd like to hear about us talk about on future shows.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghosts of Gallatin, and Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head out west to Las Vegas to talk about the Luxor Casino and Resort. In 1954, it moved to East Main Street, where it was located until 1992. It just moved a few doors down to its present location. I'm having a hard time talking.
The spirit is believed to be that. Didn't you just say that?
Now you can also stop in for a ghost hunt. That's right. In December, we'll be doing a...
Well, that's... Yeah, you should say that again. You said, "That's right, in December." You should be like, "That's right, in December." That's right.
Okay. What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving?
"Gobble, gobble, 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 gobble."
"Quack, quack. Quack, quack." So he'll think he's a chicken and won't shoot him?
Well, or chickens don't say quack, quack.
A duck. You know, my family asked me to stop telling cheesy Thanksgiving jokes, but I couldn't stop cold turkey.
Oh.